Haiti observes a week of mourning marking 1 year after the quake. The Water of Life helps cholera victims in Haiti, and a 1 million Bible challenge is in full swing. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. This week marks the one-year point since Port-au-Prince fell into ruins. Faces are solemn in the processions to prayer services as the survivors of Haiti's quake mark a year of disaster, disease, and despair. For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart says,
Haiti is having a week of mourning. Schools are closed, everything is closed, in mourning for those who lost everything and those who lost family.
Thousands abandoned the capital and made for Cap Haitien.
We're in the north, we're not in the south. We don't have to look at it every day. We're feeding people. We're focusing on trying to house the people who have come up north. We have taken in children who were found in the streets down there, and we're providing them with education and clothing and food and clean shelter, surrounding them by lots of love to help them through the trauma.
The motivation of the hands and feet of Christ kept For Haiti with Love going, even when they'd reached the end of their physical strength.
Without Jesus in their life, without hope, they just curl up and die. They're that close to the edge anyway that all they have to do is surrender hope, and when that happens, they're gone.
Next, picture this. You're a parent of a child with cholera. The symptoms they have are unlike any you've ever seen before. What do you do? MNN's Greg Yoder reports from Haiti.
Ruth, 13-year-old Philemon Antoine's father decided to go to the Baptist Church of Corporan, a Compassion International project site. Compassion's Rico St. Pauline helped translate for us.
When he came, he found the health specialist, and then the health specialist went to the child and tried to rehydrate the child. And after that, they took her to the hospital for treatment.
She's fully recovered. Compassion has since placed 263 Water of Life filters in the village. Now the fear of drinking water is gone. Because they found hope through the local church, they're also hearing the gospel. Compassion needs to place 50,000 more filters across the country. You can buy one for just $55. We'll connect you at our website. Greg Yoder, Mission Network News, Corporan, Haiti.
You're listening to Mission Network News. 2010 was a chaotic year for Worldwide Christian School's New Life Academy in India. We've been following the story since December of 2009, when the Orissa India School lost their lease. In a matter of months, though, New Life raised $100,000 and built an 8-classroom school, which also houses orphans. Recent reports say the school now has 8 certified teachers and is actively reaching out to the mostly Hindu community around them with the gospel. Elsewhere, it's time to get on your knees and start praying. This Friday marks the start of a new prayer initiative for the Evangelical Alliance Mission. Team's Mike Cochran explains the second annual initiative that they're calling Everyone 100.
Everyone 100 is an emphasis on prayer and engagement with the body of Christ all around the world. We take 100 days in the new year to emphasize the involvement that believers can take in the discipleship of people all around the world.
Participants will get weekly newsletters with daily devotionals and specific prayer requests for team missionaries. Cochran says prayer is imperative for the work of God's people.
He puts his will into the hearts of his people, and when they speak his will back to him, then he does it.
You can learn about missions worldwide and help build the church through prayer. You can sign up through our website. And is raising funds for 1 million Bibles biting off too much to chew? WorldServe Ministries doesn't think so. Their partners most often request Bibles to help them keep up with new believers. But in most of the areas where they work, poverty makes owning a Bible a dream. WorldServe is in the midst of the 1 Million Bible Challenge campaign, which wraps up next June. Just $5 presents an incredible opportunity to put Bibles into the hands of new believers. We have more details at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. WorldServe is offering the free devotional called Joy Over the Moon. Through the stories and scriptures, this book will show you what it means to be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer. You can get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828, or you can click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.